This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Vinny and Haiti, put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
Action happening everywhere. You're evaluating players. You're looking at the medical stuff. You're having interviews all over the place. An opportunity to get to know the draft. I think the scouts do a great job of digging in. They're digging in deep. Well, it'd be big for us. I mean, it would give us another type of guy in that kind of mix. And we do like to move. Not just Kyle. We move Kyle around a lot. He was more deep this year, but he'll be deep a lot again. But we can bring him down, take our Darius over the top. We have good young safeties that can still allow us to do that. But whether it's a safety or a corner. And maybe we get Brandon Stevens back, who can play safety and corner and nickel and dime. He's a very versatile player. The more things change, the more they stay the same. I mean, you're always going to be trying to build an offensive line. That's going to be critically important. And you really do start everything from the beginning. Every end, at the end of every season, is the beginning of a new season. If it works out, that'd be amazing and awesome. I'd be the happiest guy in the world. If it doesn't work out, we're going to make it amazing and awesome. And we're going to become the happiest people in the world because we're going to find another way to do it. Guys like Roger and Daniel Falele and Andrew Voorhees, you got Tyler Linderbaum still, good young guys.
If he's running for office, I'm voting for him right now. John Harbaugh, head coach of the Ravens. That was on Ravens.com, did the 101 with the Ravens reporters there. And it's talking about the offensive line and the possibility, didn't mention Ronnie Stanley by name, but that was the question, of bringing Ronnie back. And we talked about it earlier in the week because Eric DaCosta mentioned Ronnie coming back and talking about it almost in absolute certain terms that he would be back. So as we try to sit here and just gauge what Eric DaCosta, the GM, and the head coach John Harbaugh are saying, Ronnie Stanley returning to the Ravens, which say a month ago we thought might have been a long shot, might now appear to be somewhat of a reality. Now, financial particulars will be determined, as we know, but there's a lot of layers to it, bringing him back. Okay, good. At what cost? All right, that's something we'll get into with the salary cap being raised to $279 million, which we'll talk about. But now it looks like Vinny, instead of Rosengarten, transitioning from right tackle, where he played very well as the season went on, to left is a moot point because it sounds like Ronnie's sticking around. But as they're talking in positive terms, he is maybe the top left tackle in the free agent world here, so that might change some things as well.
That, I would say this, Bob, that free agency starts, what is it, March 10th? Somewhere right around that. If Ronnie's not signed by then we need to get nervous. Because if he goes to the open market, I don't know if he comes back. And I would think that, well, Eric definitely knows that, and that's why Eric wants to get a deal done now before he hits free agency.
March 12th.
But I would think that Ronnie's agent is doing his due diligence because everybody who is somebody is at the combine that he needs to talk to, the agent, and he knows the teams. So if I'm Eric, he probably tells the agent, go out, see what the market is, and let's get a deal done. And then, you know, that's why Eric, I'm guessing, said that we'll talk at the end of the week. You know, so probably I would think, you know, by Saturday, the agent, by tomorrow, I guess, the agent knows what the market is, and then let's get a deal done. So, but like you said, Bob, I mean, Eric sounded extremely confident.
Like it was almost a certainty that it was going to be done.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt. And that would be big. I think continuity would be huge. Continuity would be huge because then, you know, Rosengarten is not learning a new position. He's just continuing to build from the right tackle spot and next to Falele, who both were new starters last year. So I think that would be really good. So they'd have four of their starters back and probably whether it be, you know, Voorhees or whoever they would draft would be the left guard.
Also heard John Harbaugh talking about the team needs. And he mentioned Brandon Stevens.
I know.
So it sounds like it's a lot of a secondary talk here. And he mentioned Kyle Hamilton and his versatility and what they did with him last year and what they could continue to do. But he mentioned Ardarius Washington. Isn't he a free agent too?
Restricted.
Okay, he's good.
Yeah.
But Brandon Stevens, who's an unrestricted free agent, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he is.
So why would that name be mentioned if there isn't some sort of plan to keep him around to some level here?
The only reason, Bob, is because, I mean, all the other teams saw the same crap that we saw. You know, they watched the field. I mean, if you're watching free agents, you're going to pay that? No. I just think that they'll probably say, you know, he may do like a one-year deal. Like when he goes out to free agency and nobody goes after him, he may do a one-year cheap deal with the Ravens. And I could see the Ravens doing that. I'm not paying him any money because he has never found a ball and is never going to find a ball.
It's crazy because a year ago at this time, we're talking about Brandon Stevens as an ascending player.
Yeah.
And if he would have just duplicated his 2023 season, now he becomes an issue for them in regards to where are we going to find the money to pay him as a priority player defensively, as opposed to a guy that, all right, do we really need him around or is an upgrade?
I think it's a luxury. Not even a luxury. It's just, you know, you're signing him for depth purposes. But I think, Bob, when the reason that he had a good year in 23 was because Humphrey was so bad that everybody kept going after Humphrey and people weren't throwing at him.
And then he got hurt and was gone.
Yeah. And then this year, Humphrey's, you know, Pro Bowl player, and they're not throwing at Humphrey. They're finding him. And then once you find him, copycat league, hey, just throw it deep. We're either getting a PI or we're getting a completion.
So Brandon Stevens was a pigeon last year, did not play well, did not rise to said occasion, but John Harbaugh mentioned him by name. Read between the lines or take it as you want to. But safety depth, overall secondary outlook, and he talked about John Harbaugh, of course, on Ravens.com, Kyle Hamilton in particular, and what they did with him, especially in the second half of the season, to maximize his skill set. And who knows, have we found the magic formula for a guy that's been a two-time All-Pro anyway?
In 23, we saw the things he can do from up close and personal. And then, you know, we saw what he did on the back end. Now, do they need him in the back end? Because a lot of that was for communication parts. So he didn't make as many plays. So if they draft a safety in the first round, which sounds like they very could easily do, then it gives, you know, Zach Orr ability to use, you know, Hamilton kind of wherever need be. Because also if you draft a safety, then you know what? I'm guessing that unless Simpson really steps it up, Bob, like in the nickel and dime stuff, there's only one linebacker on the field. You're putting all these safeties and stuff on the field.
Combine happening as we speak. Workouts last night with the D-line, and we'll talk about that as the show progresses. Gianna Hahn, as a matter of fact, from the Baltimore Banner, will be joining us at 11 o'clock. Orioles today taking on the Twins. Zach Eflin makes his spring debut. Rich Dubraw, BaltimoreBaseball.com, bottom of the hour. A Gunner left early. Right lower side discomfort. What does that mean? I don't know. Brandon Hyde said to the media after the game, no MRI is scheduled, so we'll get some intel from Rich. Also, Jordan Westberg dealing with a back injury. We had three home runs, Arias and O'Neill and Basayo all want yards. We'll talk to Rich about that. Stay tuned. Terps tomorrow at noon, taking on Penn State, trying to bounce back from that heartbreaking loss a couple of nights ago at home to Michigan State. You know, Penn State right now, if the Big Ten tournament started today, which it doesn't, they're out.
Right.
The bottom, they're Washington's last, they're next to last. So Penn State's just trying to win games to even get in to the Big Ten tournament. And Maryland trying to maintain its spot in the top four in the conference. So we'll talk to Keith Cavanaugh about that coming up here at 11:30. Tank Davis fights tomorrow in Brooklyn against Lamont Roach. It's Baltimore versus Washington for the WBA Lightweight Championship. We'll talk to Tommy Gerbese from Ring Magazine about that later in the show. Amazon Prime pay-per-view. And I love boxing, as you know. We have a lot of boxing fans, and of course, Tank's from Baltimore. But these East Coast fights blow me away, man, because they don't start till like 12.
Yeah.
I mean, old Bob can't stay up to watch these things anymore. That's why I watch the Saudi Arabia ones, because they fight. The main event starts at 6 before college basketball even starts. But we'll get into all of that and more. Anything you want to talk about, it is Total Featured Artist Friday. We'll reveal that when we come back. You want to join us, feel free to get in. Bob, Andy, Vinny, Serato, Nolan McGraw, you're on the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
410-583-1057. Justin Tucker released a statement through OutKick. Apologized for any... paraphrasing a little bit, any uncomfortable situations that he may have put people in. He swears, he and his wife, by the massage therapy, helping their quality of life. And I'm certainly not one to judge either way. I've never had a massage before, paid for one. Anyway, in that sort of setting is what I'm trying to stress. But did recognize there's been some angst.
Mm-hmm.
So by apologizing, what does that reveal? I'm not a legal expert, won't even try to be one, but if I did nothing wrong and I stand by innocence, I'm not apologizing for bleep. I didn't do anything.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know that he's got high-priced lawyers, and I'm sure he's got, a PR team, that advises him. And I'm guessing that they advised him to do this. Otherwise, I wouldn't think he's just going to do it by himself. But I agree with you. That makes him kind of look like he's done something.
Well, he's showing compassion, which I guess is a good thing. Yeah. But again, if you're just there getting massages above board and nothing inappropriate happened, why even feel the need to apologize here? Look, again, I'm not a legal expert, but showing compassion to the accusers, I mean, who does he imply that maybe one time I may have said, I don't know. What's the word Dan Connolly uses? A lot of nebulous stuff going on here. You know what I mean?
Well, like the investigators from the league, they investigated the women. Do they investigate? I wonder if they investigate, they talk to Tucker too, because they talk to the women.
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah.
They do. What's going on here?
So I don't know. I'm with you, Bob. We'd have to have a legal person, you know, see what they think. But right now it's kind of like he said, she said, you know, and who's got the facts?
Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner, and they broke the story, a month plus ago. She'll be joining us top of the hour. And we'll talk about the combine, of course, as the Ravens have 11 draft picks. Salary cap is what, 279.5? 279.2, excuse me. Highest in the history of the NFL. Ravens are, what, 20 under the cap right now?
Man. Last I saw from Brian McFarland, salary cap expert, he's saying 12.
12. Right, 12.
Today. At this moment today, 12 under.
All right.
But it's going to change with the restricted free agents and who they cut and all that.
And extensions.
Mm-hmm. And Marcus Williams are going to pick up money there after June 1 cuts and stuff. So, yeah, it's in flux right now.
Yeah, but 279.2, it's the highest it's ever been. And that money keeps coming in. Why not invest it into the teams, huh?
Bob, I want to say in 95, the cap was like about 54 mil.
Yeah, I'll pull it up because I was looking at it this morning. It was maybe less than that.
Yeah.
I mean, it has gone up exponentially in the last few years. So we'll talk to Gianna about that. Orioles today taking on the Twins. Zach Eflin will make his spring debut. Kate Povich pitches tomorrow. Rich Dubroff joining us from BaltimoreBaseball.com live from Fort Myers. Bottom of the hour. Gunner had to leave early. Anything to see there? Terps tomorrow. Penn State trying to bounce back after that tough loss. Buzzer beater 60-footer. At home to Michigan State. Remember, Maryland has sucked at Penn State over the last few years and try to bounce back there. And Tank Davis is fighting tomorrow night, and he's got 28 knockouts in his 30 fights, but he seems cool with Lamont Roach. It's Baltimore versus DC, two world champs, as well talk to Tommy Gerbasi. And by the way, if you follow boxing, how about Chris Eubank Jr. hitting Conor Benn with an egg? Like literally took an egg and smashed it up beside his head. You got to love it. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's happening?
What's up, Bob? What's up, Vinny? How you guys doing today?
It seems like only yesterday we were at Horseshoe Casino, Tony.
Yeah, I took a little hiatus. This time of year, I'm just waiting for spring to come. I'm glad that these 4 months is over with weather-wise. I want to talk about the Oreos real quick and then college basketball. I got a question to ask you. The catcher, Basada, the one hit the home run yesterday, the long home run, and Enrique Bradford, do you see them being any kind of contributors to the team this year? Because we're already seeing a little knick-knack injuries or whatever.
Yeah, I think Basayo, perhaps. Bradfield, maybe not till next year. He might get his first taste of Major League ball in 25. Remember, Cedric Mullins is a free agent. And this guy, Bradfield, is an 80-rated defender and speed guy. An 80 is the highest there is in the Major League Baseball scouting realm. So we'll see him maybe this year, but definitely going into spring training in 26, depending on what Sed does this year, by the way. Definitely a contributor. But Basayo, I think we'll see that bat at some point.
Okay, college basketball. Man, here I go. You know, Maryland predicted to get in the tournament in these Big Ten schools now. I'm telling you, because I know you guys are football guys, I am not buying into these football conferences, SEC and Big Ten, all of a sudden poking their chest out, hooping out there. If you look at since 2009, which is 16 years ago, 13 out of the last 16 national champions have been from two conferences, the Big East and the ACC. And if you look at the way Duke is playing and a team like St. John's, I don't know why people talking all this SEC going to have three teams in the Final Four and all these Big Ten schools. Don't underestimate the I-95 in college basketball because they've dominated the last 15, 20 years or whatever, and I don't hear a lot of people talking about it.
UConn's back-to-back, and they're not going to win it this year. Even Hurley said, I mean, I can't even coach these guys. They can't deal with my crazy antics on the sidelines. But, look, Villanova's won multiple championships, to your point. St. John's is certainly a team to be reckoned with. Marquette's a really good ball club. I mean, the Big East has formability. Hey, but hey, Purdue played in the championship last year. So, Big Ten gets Final Four teams, and we know the lineage of what Kentucky has done historically in college basketball. I wouldn't dismiss either school, Tony, right now as just being, okay. Don't just assume.
Hey, Tony, one of the big reasons for the SEC and Big Ten now is the money. Who has right. all the money? They got the money, you know, and right. that's why they get the players, because they got the money.
Right, the transfer portal. And this fight, Baltimore-DC, Bob, real quick.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see another Petway Simon Brown incident.
Where he's punching at the air.
And a throwback Baltimore, D.C. I did not know this. I found out the other day. You know the game that Ernie dropped 44?
Correct. Yeah, I watched it as it happened.
Okay. I didn't know, you know, D.C., one of the great names. I think Hawkeye Whitney had 37.
Yeah.
So it was like Baltimore and D.C. in that game.
Yeah,
so.
Hawkeye from DeMatha, of course, got himself in some off-the-court trouble later in his life. I think Greg Manning and Albert King both had big games for Maryland. They scored 144 points that day, Tony, against NC State. Tony, thanks for the call. Lamont Roach from D.C., he's the super featherweight champion. He's taking on Tank Davis for the lightweight title. Barclays Center, we'll talk about that later. But I think Tank seemed to be friendly with him. Usually Tank's talk a lot of trash as he was crapping all over Shakur Stevenson again yesterday. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Vinny, man. What's going on?
How you doing?
Not much, man. Just counting down the hours, man. You know, Dustin picking me up 2:30, man. We should be on 95 around, 3 o'clock, man.
95? No, you got to get on 83 to go up to Penn State.
Really?
Yeah, you go 83 north.
I told Dustin that, man. See, he thinks that you got to get on 95 to get everywhere, man.
No.
I knew something makes sound right about that.
No, go up 80. You got to go to Harrisburg.
95, you'll be in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. You'll be in Jersey
or Virginia. You got to go to Harrisburg.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Yeah, okay, 83. All right, yeah, all right, man. I should have known better listening, man. But
by the way, yeah. you're sitting with Vinny at the game?
At the basketball sure, game?
No, at the football, hockey at game? The hockey game.
We still looking for some tickets, man. We might wait for the prices to drop, man. We was about to get some yesterday, man, but it's gonna be a game time decision.
They're expensive.
I was gonna say, Vinny, you ever been arrested before?
No.
Well, you might be. You hang out with these two.
No, Dustin said you're gonna be on his best behavior.
Yeah, only did Rashawn attract trouble, he videotapes it so everybody can see.
And Rashawn, let me just say this. At a hockey game in a whiteout, you guys will definitely stand out, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean, man. Yeah. Hey. But Dustin said he's going to buy the whole hockey team around the Bears tonight, man, if they win. So,
well, they won't be out tonight. Now, tomorrow night, there's a good chance. Now, tomorrow at Penn State is – They celebrate St. Paddy's Day tomorrow, so tomorrow's going to be a crazy day at Penn State.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, man.
All right, what's on your mind, Rashawn, real quick? We got to get a break here before we go.
The Terps game yesterday, man. Disappointing, heartbreaking loss, man. And I'm not really mad at that three-pointer Queen shot, man, because if it would have went in, we've been praising the guy, though.
We were talking about Gillespie. Queen's three-pointers were unacceptable because they weren't even close. But Gillespie's three shot it too early, I guess. We're always Monday morning quarterbacks there, or John Wooden's. He just made the extra pass. Miguel was wide open in the corner, but they were both 0 for 9 combined So it is what it is. They lost. You move on. Now you got to thump Penn State tomorrow, right?
Yeah, you can't afford no upset against Penn State, man.
And
you
know, why would like Rashawn West stand out in the whiteout?
At a hockey game?
Yeah.
Just because there's not a lot of black people going to the hockey game.
Black people wearing all red. I'm going to have my all red chirps on, too, so he's definitely going to stand out.
There you go. There you go. Because of the red. All right, Rashawn, have a safe trip up 95 and have fun in New York. There we go. All right, here's Rashawn, everyone. Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, go to Florida. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Gunnar OK, how Grayson look, and those three bats. Hey, Tyler O'Neill, he's going to try to replace 44 bombs best he can. How's he looking so far?
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7 The Voice of the Fan.
Rage Against the Machine, featured artist Friday, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear from them, send your song request to the Plot Sport Tax Line at 410-583-1057. Orioles and Twins coming up at 105. Fort Myers here to talk about that and more. From BaltimoreBaseball.com, Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. He is on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our buddy and yours, Rich Dubroff. Rich, what's happening?
Happy Friday, Bob. Happy Friday, Vinny.
Thank you.
Are you a Rage Against the Machine guy, Rich Dubroff, just out of curiosity? Because you're a music aficionado for sure.
Well, you know, the Orioles have someone who fits the bill, Jimmy L. Machine, who's trying to make the team as a utility player. But they always say, Brandon says, get the machine out.
And Bulls on parade, I guess, when you're in spring training, if you will. Gunnar Henderson, what happened yesterday? What's the status report on the Orioles all-star shortstop?
Well, there's actually – we haven't talked to Brandon Hyde yet. We won't for, you know, about an hour and a half, and then maybe we'll get something new. Didn't see him in the clubhouse today when we were in Sarasota. Just to let the listeners know, when there's a road game, we generally go to the clubhouse first. And then and then we go on the road, and then we drive to the site of the game. So we didn't see him there. After the game yesterday, Brandon said it was precautionary. There was no MRI. He had some discomfort in his right side. He hurt himself catching a line drive, and then he took one at bat and took himself out of the game. And that's all we know.
All right, Grayson Rodriguez, 25 pitches, 15 Ks, inning two, couple strikeouts. So how'd he look with velo there, and any lingering effects from last year's season-ending injury?
No, he looked good. He said that he tried really hard not to amp himself up because last year he really tried to amp himself up on the first, in the first start and hit 100, and said no, that wasn't happening again. He tweaked his back that year, so that wasn't happening again. They were being cautious with him. They said throw an inning, and once he threw a quick inning, they said go out there for a second inning. And after three batters, he was done, and they liked what they saw.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, live for Fort Myers, where Zach Eflin makes his spring debut against the Minnesota Twins. You wrote about this yesterday, Rich. The Orioles, and the offense in particular, Holiday and Kowser. Kowser, a ton of Ks. Cody Ashe, he's the new hitting coach there, and he had talked about them, or Brandon Hyde as well, about maybe bunting more. Both have wheels. So how does this maybe incorporate into their respective games where, you know, power and OPS and all that stuff is a very prominent part of what they're expected to do here with that bat?
Well, I wouldn't think that they're going to bunt regularly.
Right.
Using it occasionally sort of as a weapon to, not only get on base, but not to so they're not striking out. If they get on base, they want to run. You know, the Orioles, without Jorge Mateo for the second half of last year, they hardly ran. And so Hyde wants to see more of it. And of course, if they, you know, if they bunt, well, then maybe maybe they won't play so deep against them, and then they can blast one past the second base, the first and second baseman instead. So I think that I like small ball too. I mean, I think that baseball has become too staid. You know, there's too much sitting around waiting for the home run. And I like to see guys moving around the bases, especially with the new rules. So more bunting, more steals. I think it's I think it will help both Couser and Holiday. And I think it's fun for the fans to watch too.
Rich had three homers yesterday. Masayo hits a bomb. Arias hits a big one, and then O'Neill a three-run shot. So I mean, Arias, he crafty or like I don't know, quietly he's got a little pop. O'Neill 31 bombs, and Masayo's power has been talked about for a couple of years here. But just talk about the O'Neill in particular trying to replace Tony Taters defensively and offensively, and how things looked so far for him. We know he's got big upside with two gold gloves, but a lot of stints in the IL during his career.
Yes, and he is a workout fiend. I mean, this guy, this guy is ripped. he's not a big guy. You know, he's listed at 5'11", maybe he's 5'9", but boy, does he look great. And he works out hard to try to stay off the, try and stay off the IL, and I think that you're going to see him play a lot against left-handers this year. He hit really well against left-handers last year, not so well against right-handers. I think he had a home run per every 10 plate appearances against left-handers, and that's really good. So I think you'll see that, and I think that might be a way to, hopefully keep him off the in the injured list. But he's a really interesting fellow. Both on the field and off the field. His father was Mr. Canada, was a great weightlifter, and he loves hockey, and he looks like he could play hockey too. But really interesting guy. I think the fans are going to like him.
Now, Rich, tell me a little bit about Adley's at bats. Are you seeing anything different than what we saw at the end of the year last year?
Not really. I haven't really seen enough yet, Vinny. He's only played, I guess, in two games. So I haven't seen enough. And spring training is a really bad way to sort of compare how veteran players are looking. Like with O'Neill, well, I'm really looking at him for the first time as an Oriole. With Rutschman, it's not going to matter until the regular season starts. And even if he starts well, people are still going to say, well, let's wait till the second half because he started well last year. He hit real well last year, and then the second half came, and he nosedived. And that's what they want to keep away from this year. So, you're going to have to watch Rutschman all year long, I think.
Rich Dubroff, what's happening at BaltimoreBaseball.com since we're less than a month away from the season opener at Toronto?
I can't wait. We have another another few weeks of spring training down there, and then the season opener, and coverage every single day down here in Florida, and there'll be plenty of stories. There are lots of injuries and position battles to watch, so you don't want to miss reading BaltimoreBaseball.com, and it's a free website.
Free is good, Rich Dubroff. Appreciate your time, Rich, as always. Speaking of free, if you're reading between the lines there. And have fun this weekend in Florida, and we'll talk to you soon,
Thanks, Rich.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
There's Rich Dubroff, everyone. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Come back, reset for you, give you the Orioles lineup. As a matter of fact, coming up 105 Fort Myers against the Twins. Gianna Han from the Baltimore Banner talking about the combines. He is there. Just got there, though. Hadn't done player interviews, but she's ready to rock and roll. Talk about the Justin Tucker statement, apology, whatever you want to call it. Whip around 11:15. Then Keith Kavanaugh. You talk about exciting. Keith Kavanaugh. I get the goosebumps, the hairs rising, just thinking about talking to Keith, talking about the Terps. Terps tomorrow, 12. You can hear it on the Fan, taking on Penn State, trying to bounce back after that buzzer beater loss a couple of nights ago. All that did in Mike DeCourcy's bracketology cost him a spot, or five seed. Five seed with DeCourcy, 5, Steve Lenardi, USA Today's got him as a 5. Jerry Palm, though, man, we got to get him next week. Hard on the Turtles. Turtle waxing. Got him as a 7.
Wow.
Right now. So we'll talk to Keith Cavanaugh about that. And the football coaching staff, as Mike Locksley announced, like 70,000 new coaches for his staff in 2025. Steve at Cockeysville. Steve, thanks for holding what's happening on Featured Artist Friday.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Good.
I hope well, yeah. I want to see if you could help an old guy out here a little bit, man. Lifelong baseball fan, longtime Oriole fan, and I take it Masson is going to carry the Orioles again this year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. My beef is that, you know, over these last few years, I was with them through all them lousy losing years they had, and they start getting good. And all of a sudden, you know, I come home, and I'm looking forward to turn the game on. I got the popcorn going. I got the ice. Cokes are iced down, you know, and boom. They don't say nothing. All I know is there's no Oriole game on. And I find out it's on some other channel somewhere else, you know. No courtesy to the fan, you know. I was wondering if you could use the power of the press to, you know, tell them guys they won't answer my calls.
So you're talking about
a phone number.
You're talking about you expect to watch it on Masson and it's not on? Or you're going to Channel 13?
Oriole game, you know, they'll put it on a Apple TV or Netflix,
yeah,
and never give you a notice. You know, there's no notice.
Well, I'm going to give you a heads up. And I know, Steve, I'm getting up there myself. Just look at the Orioles schedule, and it'll tell you the TV affiliation. And the Apple TV, now whether or not you have that, that's another discussion altogether. I have said all along, and David Rubenstein, if you're listening, there should be every Sunday game should be on regular television, because we've seen teams go back to just they've ditched cable, they've ditched satellite or whatever it is, streaming. They've gone right back to traditional, because if you have traditional TV, you get 100% of your audience share. 100%. So your ad revenue, you would think, would increase. And Masson's been a debacle for quite some time. But yes, Steve, there are ways. Just look, go to ESPN.com or Orioles.com. Do you have access to the internet, I'm assuming?
Yeah, but I mean, they should have a little courtesy to the fan. You know, the guy that's paying the bill, that, you know, maybe like make some announcements. Hey, you're not going to watch an Oriole game tomorrow unless it's on Apple, you know, or yeah. Go spend some money on that. They want to make a new Unabomber out of me, man, or something, you know.
Well, a Unabomber. Well, let's not get crazy. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the NFL lately either. Here's Steve at Cockeysville, wants to know how he could find the Oriole game. As they say for years and years and years, check your local listings. But I truly believe, because a lot of people, and I'm not saying that Steve doesn't have the financial wherewithal to do it, a lot of people live on fixed incomes and maybe just want to sit back on a Sunday at 1:30 and watch a ball game on Channel 13 or 2 or Fox, whatever it is. I don't think that costs them tremendously financially, right? Because when you got a bleep head like me spending $18 on beers, your money's flowing in. And I'm always traveling with people who drink a lot of $18 beers. You're getting your money back. Reach out to the fan base a little bit. Nolan, what do you think?
I mean, I'd love to see it. I'm just trying to put my network hat on here. I don't know. I mean, would Masson put up a fight there? They still want it on Masson.
Well, they have the rights to do whatever the hell they want. Almost cussed. I mean, David Rubenstein, I own the team.
Mm-hmm.
And we own Masson. Sundays at 1:30, home games, they're on Channel 13.
No. Oh. That'd be a perfect world.
I mean, come on. It happened for a bazillion years. Be a bird watcher. Do your homework. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Gianna Hahn from the Baltimore Banner Talk Ravens. She's in Indy at the Combine. Workouts are happening. Ravens have 11 picks. Will they keep them? Now the salary cap is set at 279.2. Ravens are 12 mil under, Nolan. Is that correct? According to Brian McFarland, 12 mil. Not a lot of money, but better than 6.
No,
you know what I mean? So they have the things to do. And Justin Tucker put out a statement on OutKick. We'll get to that, I guess.